It's an Abilene Christian.
ORU over OSU. You are a happy person this week.
Yeah.
This day.
You are very happy. I don't know who did, but.
We have great foresight to recognize that.
Well, you have Illinois going all the way.
I did. Yeah, I do still, but they're not going
to. You don't have Michigan going all the way?
No. You know, as much as a fan I am, well, because, you know, it's about winning, not about your favorite team.
No.
It is. No, it's about winning the bracket. So. I know I have them going out like after sometime during the Elite Eight. Yeah.
Okay.
Gonna get hate mail now, I know, from
Jeez.
People.
Jim.
Yeah. Well, hey Greg, so speaking of the tournament, it's got us thinking about competition in the marketplace. Boy, what a
ba-doom. Good segue,
right?
Yeah. Hey.
And hopefully you're not an OSU person in the marketplace today because you're not doing so good.
That knife.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, nobody was kind to us in our Appalachian State moment. So
no.
You still remember
least
that?
Of all me.
In fact, I heard their name come up someplace in tournament play, I don't know, a week ago. And it just
like NIT
that,
or something.
That, like, ugh, feeling came back after.
For sure.
Anyways. You know, companies establish a competitive advantage, too. But before we get into that, talking about that, we are going to share some of the, I would say, weirdest city slogans that we found on the internet that were family-friendly, I might add.
Yes.
These are not just the weird ones. These are like...
Yeah.
They're vetted.
They're PG, yeah.
So them all.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be our last day here. So the first one is from Gretna, Virginia, where the slogan is... Now, I'm going to try to say this...
Okay.
Yeah, but it ain't no big thing, but we're growing. Like, we're getting bigger.
That's
it's okay.
Right.
You know, you don't know who we are, but we're getting bigger.
Well, here's a couple more. This one's from Wakefield, Kansas, where the slogan is, "It'll take you by surprise." Now, I don't know. That's not a real good one to me.
If you end up here, you're going to be surprised.
Yeah, it's not a real good one.
You'd be shocked.
You'd be shocked.
Sounds like a threat more than a slogan. But here's one from Phoenix, Oregon. Not Oregon, but Oregon.
Oregon,
yeah. Where they simply say, "It's the other Phoenix."
It's the other Phoenix. Like, I didn't even know there is a Clarksville, Michigan, by the way.
I did. It's on your way up to Grand Rapids.
Yeah. So if you go to Clarksville, U.S. Staffing Clarksville, make sure you go to the one in Tennessee. All right. A couple more here. This town must not have a lot going. And I've been to this town. This town doesn't have a lot going on because the slogan to draw people into St. Louis, Michigan is... The middle of the mitten.
Yeah, and six months out of the year, you don't want to go there.
And the other six, you're wondering why I went there.
Right, exactly right.
This one from Hertford, Texas, where the slogan is, "Town without a toothache."
Yeah.
I don't even understand that.
I don't understand that. And it's not even
a dentist.
It's not even the town without a toothache. It's just town without a toothache.
Toothache. Yeah. We're just dropping those
words. It's crazy.
How about this one from, and this one I don't get, Linesville, Pennsylvania. Greg, see what you think this means. Where the ducks walk on the fish.
What does that mean?
Is it icy? Like, ducks walk? I don't know.
Well, the only thing
I have to go there to figure it out. That's the draw.
That's probably true. The only thing that I can think of is...
There's so many fish.
Linesville.
That could be.
Ducks have to...
Yeah.
Or Linesville High School are the ducks, and the rivalry city are the fish. So they just made a slogan out of it. That's right. Well, these are some examples of how small towns find some... competitive advantage for tourists from other neighboring cities in the state. Yep. And today we're talking about how companies can gain and sustain competitive advantage in the market. And this information is from an article written by Ian Linton and is published on smallbusinesscrone.com. Mm-hmm. .crone.com. The title of the article is "Strategic Moves to Build a Competitive Advantage."
So when it comes to building a competitive advantage, Ben, you want to create a clear difference that is important to your customers,
mm-hmm.
and is something your competitors can't touch, can't match.
Right.
You know, at least you hope that they can't get there. So
yeah, not very easily anyway.
Yeah.
So the article goes on to say that companies should identify the one thing that they do extraordinarily well and focus the company strategy around that. Mm-hmm. And they give us some tips on how to do that.
Was it Collins called that the hedgehog? concept.
Yes.
Where you just burrow in.
Yes.
One thing you do really well.
Mm-hmm.
So Linton identifies five ways to create a competitive advantage. The first area to focus on, according to him, is this collective knowledge within the company. Mm-hmm. And the idea here is to create a system within your company to capture all this collective industry knowledge that you have from everybody in your company and find ways to share that knowledge with your customers.
Yeah, for sure. So sharing that knowledge can help you reduce costs or improve performance and efficiency in areas that provide competitive advantage for you. So the second area of focus that Linton gives us is reducing operating costs. I think this is, you know, kind of one of those Captain Obvious things, but
well, am I supposed to increase operating costs?
Right. So, but by becoming a low-cost producer, you can offer your customers prices that your competitors probably won't be able to match.
Yeah, you know, companies can achieve this by doing a few things, Greg, like investing in efficient production equipment or outsourcing manufacturing to a lower cost producer.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. His third tip is that the article discusses what's called, obviously, innovation. We know that word.
Mm-hmm.
And this word is arguably overused in business. But the idea here is simply developing products or services that distance yourself from the crowd, make you different from your from everybody else.
Yeah, that's right. You know, companies should focus their product development program on features that offer customers exceptional value or unique benefits.
Mm-hmm.
The next concept that the article talks about is partnership. And this idea is all about developing partnerships with companies that will improve your product or service or help you stand out from, at least.
Yeah, for sure, man. You know, working with partners can give you access to strategically important skills, components, other resources that enable and, you know, create innovation and cause innovation in your, mm-hmm. your company and product. So, and the final concept that Linton talks about is this thing called customer experience, which we know about.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks is a good modern-day example of this. Howie Schultz transformed the morning coffee ritual by focusing on the customer experience when customers walked into the store.
That's right.
From that fresh roasted coffee smell to the cheerful and friendly people. You know, Starbucks had a focus on making the experience better for everybody else when they walked in, and they did it well.
Yeah, that's right. And so, and all of us should have that same experience at our jobs.
Hopefully.
But if that's not you, if you leave your job feeling worse than you did when you arrived.
If you're the coach at OSU,
if you are the coach at OSU, if you're at Oral Roberts, you're probably feeling better than when you showed up.
If you need a job, we'll help you out here in Michigan.
If that is you, maybe it's time to come talk with us at US Staffing. Or maybe you're a business leader looking for a few more team members to add to your team. We can help with that. At US Staffing, we match the right team member to the right company. Jim, how can people get a hold of us?
Yep, for sure. So if business leaders and potential team members, Greg, they want to talk with us.
If you want to send us hate mail about OSU.
I'm sorry if you're an OSU fan today. Too bad. You can find us on Facebook at US Staffing Agency. You can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com or come on over to our location at 707 North Wisner here in Jackson. We're out there between Ganson and North Street on the east side of the road.
Yep.
Our number there is 787-6150.